Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Singing to you, Ira.
Ah, baby.
Let's get it on.
Singing to Ira.
Singing to Ira. 15 minutes of heat. We do 15 minutes of heat every day around this time. Heat hosts the Clippers tonight, 8 o'clock. Heat are 20-1 at home. I am not misspeaking. And lots was being said last night, the TNT guys, about Jimmy Butler not being an all-star starter. So let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Ira Winderman covers the Miami Heat and the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. And Ira, are you ready to get it on?
You know what? It sounds like you're negotiating with me yesterday when you wanted me to move up my appearance by a date so you could have your Friday date with Cornbread Maxwell. And so for people who don't know how the stew is made on the show, so Hockle texts me, can you move it up? And I said, I can't. I have practice. He goes, what about this time? And I'm like, well, that's when Spoelstra was going to talk. Well, what about this time? And he said, that's when players are coming out. And he goes, what about this time? And I said, I don't know when I'm done. Twice I tried to stop interviews. Eric Spoelstra, can you hold up for 20 minutes? I got to talk to Hawk. And he shot me a look. Once I went to UD, same thing. And UD, of course, as Channing would expect, said, Hawk who?
Right.
So instead,
and then
I
beat your ass.
As usual.
I want to pull back the curtain now, as long as Ira has told you a half-truth. I want to pull back the curtain. Cornbread Maxwell, his number is retired by the Boston Celtics. It's a pretty legendary basketball organization. Cornbread Maxwell has an NBA MVP in his closet somewhere. He's got two rings on his fingers. Cornbread Maxwell is a superstar in the game of basketball.
I haven't been reading as Cornbread for 15 years.
Valid point.
Thank you, my friend.
Cornbread Maxwell could not be more cooperative when it comes to, sure, no problem. Ira gave me a diva response yesterday when I said, how about this time? How about that time? His response was, how about on Friday when I plan for it? And then that was the end of that, and I said, okay, Ira has laid down the law, and now I tweet at him. I no longer use the handle Ira Heat Beat. I use Ira Diva Beat because he's a diva.
But the difference is, after reading that and being stressed out, I just pulled out a nice scotch as opposed to a fruity drink inside a coconut. So again, it depends which kind of guest you are on.
Cornbread Maxwell is going to join us on Monday. I was telling them earlier in the show because they will face, the Celtics will face the Pelicans on Sunday, so he will have seen Zion, and then obviously the Celtics will be in town Tuesday, so he's going to join us on Monday. In your estimation, Ira, was Jimmy Butler wronged by not being named an All-Star starter?
You can't be wronged in a cockamamie system where the fans can vote for their favorite players, including Taco Fall, where the players can vote for themselves, and everyone apparently did. So when you have that kind of sort of, you know, thing about just who's the popularity contest, you accept it, that if they're going to go with Embiid and go with Giannis and go with Pascal Siakam because of their national origins, because of the countries they're in, you just deal with it. The only All-Star snubs are next week. If the conference coaches who are selecting seven reserves in each conference don't select a player, then they can talk about being snubbed. I can guarantee you right now that at this time next week, we'll be talking about Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo being selected by the coaches for this reason. They do everything that coaches preach. Share the ball. Play as a two-way player. Celebrate a teammate success. For any coach to leave either of those players off their ballot in light of the Heat success would go against everything those coaches preach in the first place. So, no, it's not a snub. They're going to get in the All-Star game. They're going to be drafted by Giannis and LeBron, and they're going to be there in Chicago on February 16th.
But I'm looking at the voting results now, and I'm with you. They're flawed, but if it was a better system, be over Giannis, Joel Embiid, or Pascal Siakam? Because Jimmy's fourth behind them in the front court. Should Jimmy be over Pascal Siakam
right.
or Joel Embiid?
If the system wasn't flawed.
Yeah, if the system wasn't flawed, he'd be a top three. But here's more where the system is flawed. And it's funny, NBA players pointed this out on Twitter, including Rudy Gobert. Why is Jimmy Butler limited as a front court player? In other words, a better argument for you guys might be, well, Kemba Walker and Trae Young were the guards in the East. Jimmy plays as much guard as he does small forward. I mean, the Heat, number one, played positionalist. Eric Spoelstra always tells us that. That's where the NBA is going. And guys, there couldn't be two more similar positions in the NBA than small forward and shooting guard. Half the time, you can't tell who's who anyway. So my two thoughts are this. You should select the 10 All-Star starters regardless of position. It's an All-Star game, number one. Number two, when LeBron and Giannis draft their team, there's a chance one of them is going to draft five forwards anyway, five front court players, because they have the right to do that. Number one, I would get rid of position. Number two, guys, I get rid of conferences. There is no Eastern Conference All-Star team. There is no Western Conference All-Star team. So how about just picking the 10 best players as starters? The next best players, 24 in total, are All-Stars regardless of conference, regardless of position. That would be the fairest approach, even beyond the voting irregularities.
Ira Winderman is with us. Do you take what happened, another game where they have a large lead and then it ends up going to overtime, but then they end up winning? Do you take that as a positive or a negative?
I take that as this is the three-pointer world we are living in, where everything is a multiple of three. So when I look at the scoreboard and I see a difference of 15 or 18 or 21, I go, okay, that's five, six, or seven shots. That's just the NBA today. It's easy to make up ground that way because of the scoring system. So I think that's just more typical. I think that happens to every team. What I took out of that game and what I took out of the Sacramento game was finding a way. The good teams in the end find a way. And when you look at the standings, there's no asterisk. Oh, they blew a 21-point lead in this game. Instead, the only thing is it shows another win. So my takeaway is the Heat this year have been finding a way to win games that in previous seasons they weren't able to. That, to me, speaks to the fortitude of the roster.
And I'm with you, 8-0 in overtime. I was looking at a stat where the 2000 Sacramento Kings, they were 9-4 in overtime, and that's the record of overtime wins. Nine overtime wins. But after those overtime wins, when I watch Spo and the guys talk, it doesn't seem like they take pride. They don't brag about overtime wins as happy as we get for them.
No, and they know that. First of all, the NBA record for consecutive overtime wins is 9. So if the Heat win their next one, they will set the record. They will rather break the record of 8 right now, so you have that. But they also know how fine the line is. Think about this, guys. In 8 games, if the other team scored one more point, they would have won the game. So if 8-0, and I'm not saying it would be, but with 0-8 instead, we would be lamenting the 23-21 Heat right now. That's how fine a line it is with this team. That's why when you guys ask me every week, are they a contender? Could they win the East? Could they win the NBA? They are walking such a tightrope right now that I'd like to see it be a little more easier, a little bit more confident for them. That's why they don't brag on the overtime. They don't need to go through that. That's 5 extra minutes of grueling basketball I'm sure they would prefer to be able to avoid.
And Ira, the hockey-style line change that Spo did last week, last game.
That was funny.
Is that effective, though? These are NBA players. That's effective in the NBA to do a line change like that?
It's effective to make a point. Apparently, under NBA rules, Spo was not allowed to raise his middle finger to all 5 starters, so we had us sub in 5 players instead. That's the equivalent. That's the you guys get the heck out of here approach. I think the moment is when they look to the sideline and they see 5 guys going there, that's the ultimate statement you can make. And they've had their awkward moments. It's an awkward starting lineup with Myers, Leonard, and some of the combinations, but that's the ultimate statement. Most coaches don't want to do that. They don't want to make it so obvious and so apparent and so embarrassing to the players. I think Spoelstra had to. I like that. I like that he has the clout to do that. That ain't no one running to Pat Riley or Mickey Arison and complaining about being embarrassed or humiliated because they won't tolerate any of that. That shows how sure Eric Spoelstra is in of himself and how much confidence he gets from others around him in the front office and in ownership that he can do that without having to be concerned about consequences or appearances.
All right, I don't know if you heard me and Crowder the last 2 days, but we have argued harder and more ferociously.
How could I not? How could I not? It was three of every 4 hours.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was two terrible days of radio. We have been reprimanded. Everyone from Entercom is in town for the Super Bowl. We certainly will end up paying for this with our next contract.
Don't kid yourself. Len offered me a two-year deal for the afternoon spot. So I knew something was going on.
Yeah, you should jump at it. I knew something was off today when I walked in and Brian Monroe and Rashad Butler were standing around. I'm like, you know, when you come in to do a show and it's your time to go on the air and there's two air personalities that are just kind of meandering about that aren't supposed to be on the air, that might be, you might know you're a redneck if it reminds me of
that. That's the equivalent of Spoelstra's 5-for-5 sub out. Okay, you two out, you two in, and then apparently Dan Dave was ready to move over one studio for Solana, so we might have had our own line change, but I digress.
Well, as you know, Crowder and I, we have ferociously yelled at each other the last couple of days, and we're not doing it today, and it's all water under the bridge, and it's over. I've even thrown some bait in the water, and nothing. I can't get a nibble today. So I will just ask you, what do you think Zion Williamson will be in his NBA career? Because you know Crowder and I have different opinions.
I think you both have points. I think Channing is right with this, that he cannot, Zion Williamson cannot be an enduring star with that body. He can't. They need to get a healthy summer with him in a gym to re-sculpt him so he can endure for 3, 5, 10, 15 years, just like LeBron. Look at LeBron's body when he came in and how much he changed that also. You don't want Zion Williamson to be that Corliss Williamson kind of body that's just a big body and he does things with it. But he's very skilled and he's very talented. And now the key is to re-sculpt that body, to keep that body healthy. Almost remember with Dwayne Wade, with the way he kept falling and they kept doing their commercials of X amount of times down, X amount of times getting up, and learn how to play with what he has. I think he's an exceptional talent. I understand what Channing said is not every one number one pick is automatically great, but there have been drafts along the way. The Shaquille draft, the LeBron James draft, the Anthony Davis draft, where there was that one guy who was head and shoulders above everyone else, and I think this is that draft with all due respect to what Ja Morant has done in Memphis. So, yeah, I think he's a special player. I think he has an inside game. I think he has an outside game. I don't think he has that one definitive move yet where you can say, hey, he pulled a Zion Williamson. But for God's sake, the guy's 19 or 20. He's just starting also. So, yeah, he's a special talent. He's the kind of talent that there's probably 20 teams in the NBA who would offer their best player for Zion Williamson right now. So I think that sort of sums it up.
And I very political. I think you did a very good job explaining it and picking a positive from both sides. I think there were more positives from my take, too, because he did say it was an outside game as well.
But again,
I'm not trying to bait you or whatnot. But Crowder said he's a fat boy and he has his Gatorade bottle filled with drawn butter. Now, do you think that's an overstatement?
Well, there's nothing wrong with drawn butter, which is absolutely delicious for most seafood, I'm not going to go there.
Just on seafood, I put it on my cereal.
Oh, that's another story for another day, and what you do with your Cocoa Pebbles is of no concern of mine whatsoever. But I think Channing is right. I think Channing understands one thing. To re-sculpture a bad body is very, very difficult. So he can understand that there are plenty of guys who come in, and you go, you've got to do something with that. But the NBA is a baby fat league because the NBA has babies. They have 19-year-olds who come into the league. The first thing that he did, I mean, look, they changed Duncan Robinson. They changed Kelly Olynyk. So that body will change. I think it's going to be interesting. You're going to see one of the things 5 years from now, a time lapse on Zion Williamson's body, and it's going to be a lot different, and he will be eating a lot fewer Frankfurters on the bench, and we'll all be a lot more pleased, including Mr. Crowder.
I'm moving on, Ira, because I'm not letting Hawk bait me today.
Okay.
I read something you had on your Twitter yesterday, and Dwayne Wade said Jimmy's crazy fits Pat and Spo's crazy.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, we had Dwayne on a conference call. He's going to start with Turner for their Tuesday studio next week when he played the Celtics. And he was just saying it takes a unique person to work in this system right here where they demand you be in the gym all the time, in the workout room, in the conditioning room. Some players have it and some don't. Pat demands it. Eric Spoelstra demands it. And Jimmy Butler wants it. but he wants it under these terms. He felt, I believe, he didn't get it in Chicago or Minnesota and Philadelphia. He wants everyone else in there doing it also. And that's what you see about the Heat. You look at social media. They're in on off days. When the Heat are not practicing, they're in early in the morning. They're in late at night. So there is a certain kind of crazy. And you know what, Channing? There have been plenty of players who've come through here who have said, this ain't for me. This is not for me. I don't need to put up with this BS. And they moved on. So I think that's what he meant by that kind of crazy. And the Heat always say it. Spo always says that. You have to be unique in this system to want to be here. Jimmy is. Jimmy got a lot of Heat crazy in him.
And what you just said, is that somewhat explaining what's going on with Deion as well?
Yeah, and again, that's somewhat what's going on with Pat Riley, and to a lesser degree, James Johnson also. You've got to read that in the player. You've got to say, okay, he showed me 6 months of Heat crazy, 2016, 2017, when both players were great at the end of that 30-11 finish, but you have to be able to project that out. But will they stay with it? Are they just looking for the contract? Do they have that mental ability to stay with it? And I think Pat Riley, because of that mistake, is going to be very careful now. That's why he likes veterans. He likes to know who you are and what you've been and have a better idea of whether you could fit in or not. Those have been two mistakes by Pat. I don't know what's going on with Deion. Every game I sit there, he never comes out for warm-ups. He never joins his teammates on the court until after the anthem when he walks out. So that disconnect is real and probably not solvable.
Ira Winderman, no disconnect here. I think Ira has done a mitzvah by kind of bringing everyone together. Very rabbinical of you, Ira.
I was afraid you were going to say it's a Shonda. Happy weekend, fellas, and Shabbat Shalom.
See ya, Ira. Shabbat Shalom to you as well. You want to throw one of those in there?
Shalat Shalom.
Shalat Shalom, everyone. Shalat Shalom. Shallots. Shallots and Shalom. Scallops. Can I get the scallops? Speaking of drawn butter. Can I get scallops and shalom? There you go. That is your 15 minutes of Heat. Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.